really is at work in you and all of us, and God is doing a great work. See, and we have to recognize that it's not us, it's God by us, like it was God by Jesus Christ. God was working in Christ, and Jesus was humble. He listened to the voice of his Father, and he done what the Father wanted him to do. He spoke what the Father wanted him to speak. He didn't premeditate anything. He knew the scriptures, but he was led by the Spirit of God. And all of us are to be led by the Spirit of God. And when we are, then God can do his perfect work. And like Kathy was saying, it's not that, you know, in times past I would plan what I was going to do and then ask God to bless it. But now we're to be led by the Spirit of God, you know, because we have that Spirit of God, and God is doing an amazing work when we enter into his rest. And he's removing the veil from our eyes in the areas that we've been blinded. And he does that as we become humble, as we submit to him, as we cease from our own works and our own efforts and our own ways, and we follow the way and the example of Jesus Christ. He walked with God perfectly. And then we've seen other men and women that walk with God really wonderfully. We see the Apostle Paul, even though he was a Pharisee of the Pharisees, like I've mentioned before. And, you know, he knew that law inside and out. But when he walked by the Spirit of God, like, you know, he was led by that Spirit of God. He wasn't led by his educational mind of the law and what he knew. So when we cease from doing our own effort and our own work, then God can really go to work. And he'll give us those fitly spoken words in the time that they need to be spoken. And, you know, like I think it was President Trump said that we're fighting an invisible enemy. You know, and people believe this invisible enemy. And then it starts to manifest in certain cases that we see with these amounts of death and these people have got this. But see, we got an invisible God, and our invisible God is stronger than this invisible enemy, right? We know our invisible enemy is Satan, and he works through the systems of this world, and God works through the systems of this world when we allow him to work in us. His goodness is manifested, and so, you know, today is the manifestations of the sons of God, because we're in submission to him, and we're not trying to do our own thing. So the more and more I'm learning, and more God's taken the veil off my eyes, is to come into relationship with the Heavenly Father. You know, just living daily our normal life that we would do. We would get up, make a coffee, have a wash, get dressed, do the things that we got to do. But God will give us our work daily. He gives us our daily bread. He gives us a fresh word also every day. And he'll give us his work to do. And since I've come back from India and I've put into practice just resting, being at peace with God, he's given me plenty of work to do. People have called, I've ministered in situations, I've shared with different people and listened to other people. And, you know, we don't have to worry about, are we doing what God wants us to do? You know, like, I should be getting this class together, or I should be doing this with the people. Let God open up the doors and let people come to you, because the ones that come to you are the ones that are seeking the help, the ones that are seeking the needs, and they really want to be delivered. And, you know, and feed those people that come to you and be bold with what you declare to them. Encourage them to go to God. You know, and this is what I see and what I learned in India, that each one is encouraged to walk with God. You're free. You do what God shows you to do and what God puts in your heart to do. And when we follow that simplicity, then great things can happen. And we know, you know, Sangeeta shared before that, you know, Paul's manner was to go into the synagogues where the Jews were, but his ministry was to the Gentiles. And he would get himself in trouble when he'd go into these places. But when he was on point with God, when he was doing what God wanted, he was being successful, great increase, great outreach. So, you know, what was in my heart tonight was just to encourage people, like, you know, just be led by God. Let God work in you. Let God energize you. Let him give you the work. And, you know, just, you know, spend that time with the Father, praying, speaking in tongues. And if he guides you to read the scriptures, a certain scripture, he'll open it up to you so that you're fed there as well. But God would also, you know, give you encouragement from many different sources, from the teachings, from the sharings that we're doing now. You know, God has got an endless supply of how he can meet our needs. And so God just wants us to enter into his rest and to trust him, not to be fed by the world. You know, because being fed by the world is looking at what the world is promoting and what the world is saying. Yeah, okay, it's good to know what's going on so we know what to pray for, but not to take those words into your heart where it will fester and produce fear rather than faith. No, faith comes by hearing and hearing the words from God. And I was reading today just a few scriptures I want to share with you, which really blessed me, which was in Psalm 16. And verse 7, it says, I will bless the Lord who have given me counsel. See, God is the one that gives us his counsel. When we go to him, when we go to that fountain of living water, when we go to him, he can open up the treasures of his truth to us. And he can enlighten our minds. And, you know, with that spiritual understanding in the revelation and the knowledge of Jesus Christ, he says, I will bless the Lord who have given me counsel. My reins, or his heart, or his mind, his will and emotion, also instruct me in the night season. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. See, and that's what we need to do. We just need to set our focus on God. You know, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. You know, we keep our focus with the Father. We remind ourselves of who we are in Christ, that we're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We're redeemed. We have that ministry of reconciliation. And, you know, that God has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. And that we can truly live above this world, above the fear, above the doubts. And let me tell you, you know, after this thing is over, this coronavirus, which they're going to try and prolong, you know, you're going to come out more prosperous. You're going to come out more healthy. You're going to have more people that are coming to your fellowships, more people that are seeking you out. Because people are now realizing, my God, where has my life gone? And I was saying to Kim, we got a prison nearby and it's called Lay Hill Prison. And it's an open prison. And an open prison means that these guys stay there locked at night, but they can come and go.
During the day.
During the daytime, you know. And some of these guys that are being rehabilitated for the outside world, you know, some of them take off and don't come back, you know, until they get hunted down and put back in lockup prison. But like this, it's like we're living in an open prison, and this is not how God designed us to be. We're free, and you know, we take our complaint, our request, our petition to the Father, and we expect him to do. And you know, this is going to be over, guys. You know, they're trying to bring all their rules and regulations in, but God will have the last say. It's not over until it's over, and we're still here, and we're the lights of this world, so we got nothing to fear. You know, and we got the greatest opportunity in all times to really preach Jesus Christ, the gospel of Christ, that what he's made available, that we can have eternal life, and that those that believe in his name can be justified, not by their works, not by the law, but by the finished works and accomplished works of Jesus Christ. So we got a great message to give. We got that ministry and word of reconciliation. And as we desire and pray for laborers, God will bring them before us. You know, I really pray, God, you bring me the serious people, the ones that are humble, the ones that are searching. And, you know, Jesus Christ said, you know, those that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. And I said, Father, bring me these people. And, you know, I'll declare your word to them. And, you know, because when we declare the word, then people can have deliverance. Their hearts open to God. And these people will move with God, just like you've moved with God, just like I've moved with God, and their desire to live that life. And then what we do, we connect people to God. That was another thing Sandgate was sharing with me, you know, is that we don't connect people to ourselves. We may have a fellowship, we may have people coming to us, but we don't connect them to us. We connect them to God. What did Jesus Christ do? He connected the guys to God. And that's what we're to do. We connect people to the Heavenly Father so that they can walk in power. and that they can walk in deliverance, and that they can manifest the glory of God and bring healing to those that sit in darkness and the shadow of death, you know. And I was really blessed with the door that God gave me with Katy, and such a wonderful, humble woman, you know. And now she's going to do the same for someone else. God is going to open doors for her, and God is going to open doors for you as you desire. It's all about, not about us, it's about God, and it's about bringing that deliverance that we've received to other people. It's having a desire for those laborers. You've got to have a desire, and God sees your desire as a need. So when you desire laborers, it's a need, and God will let bellow them. He will throw them out. He wants us to go and follow that example that Jesus Christ gave. You know, pray to the Lord of the harvest, who will et bullo those labours into the heart. He'll throw them out. They're there. Are we praying? What are we praying for? What's our focus in life? What are we looking to do? What are we looking to accomplish? Have you assessed where you are? And God wants you to assess yourself. You know, like, examine yourself. And it's a good thing to do. Even Paul said that. Examine yourself, whether you're in the faith. Is it just about getting your need met all the time, or is it about moving with God? We've got to come up and mature where it's not about what we can get, but what we can give and what we can do for God. Because God is going to take care of every single need that we have. He has proven himself time and time and again faithful. Everything has been provided for us. Okay, health, healing, finances. He's given us every principle that we can apply so that we can receive. If we don't apply the principles, we won't receive. So we need to act on our faith. What we understand and know, we need to act on it. The confession part for our healing is very important. And your emotional state, your emotions and your feelings. You know, Jesus Christ paid the full price for everything. You can be healed right now. You don't have to suffer in your heart and mind. Okay, if you put on the mind of Christ, we're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, which is we think what God thinks, we say what God says, and we just begin to move and begin to expect great things. Expect people to come to you for the answers. Expect people to come to you. Expect people to come to you for the deliverance. And allow God to work in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. It's not you working to do his good pleasure. Let him work in you to do his good pleasure. And then it says in verse 8, I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad. So if you want your heart to be glad and at peace, have God first. I've woken up every day filled with the peace of God. Because I'm not trying to do anything. I'm not trying to make something happen, which I was doing before, because that's what I thought you had to do. But now I understand, because God's cleared it out for me and verified and clarified to me that he's the one that does the work, and that we're just to rest in him, and then whatever comes up for us in a day, that's what we do. Whoever stands before us, then we open our mouth and speak and let him give us the words. So our heart's glad, and my glory rejoices. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell. We know this is referring to Jesus Christ. Neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the paths of life, the right way to take, the right direction. In thy presence, in the presence of God, in that relationship, is fullness of joy. That's where your joy is going to come. Joy is an inside job. It's not joy that something good has happened so we can be joyful. It's something that's already taken place in our hearts. You know, that he will show us the path of life. In his presence is fullness of joy. We're at peace when we're in relationship with the Father, no matter what's going on. At thy right hand, there's pleasures forevermore. You know, we can enjoy our daily living with God when we're resting in him, when we're not looking at the circumstances, when we're not looking at the situations, when we're not confessing them. We don't want to come into agreement with Satan, but we want to come into agreement with God and what God says. The things in this world are temporary. Okay, but the things that you can't see, they're eternal. And, you know, we say what God says. God calls those things which are not as though they were. So what do you want to see? What do you want to manifest? What do you want to see with this situation, with this virus, and what the world is promoting every day in every country with their daily updates to each nation? They are feeding people with fear. They are feeding people with dread. And, you know, we got the words of life. You know, we got the words that will heal the brokenhearted. You've got it in you. You've got the Spirit of God in you. Allow Him to work. And be very bold to declare what God puts in your heart. Doesn't matter what anyone else says. Our responsibility is to speak forth what the Father works in us. And it will always be to edification. It will always comfort the hearts of people. It will give them light and life and direction. And so this is what God has been teaching me, just to, you know, sometimes, if I'm really honest, since I come back, I've been so blessed. But there has been those little niggly bits where I'm thinking, well, maybe I should be doing something. And I've got to catch myself on. You know, I'm like, no, Lawrence, you be quiet. Old man, be dead. Okay, now it's Christ to me, the hope of glory. I'm to be led by God, and I'll do the things that He puts in my heart. And so that means, you know, I'm just listening to the Father. I'm doing the things that Kim gives me every day to do, which is a lot of hoovering, dusting.
Oh, you took
making cups of tea and coffee, feeding her with grapes, you know, all that type of stuff. Now, I've learned to make chai. Beatrice taught me how to make chai. And so I come down yesterday and I'd done it perfectly. Actually, it was perfect, but Kim wasn't happy because it had all the stain of the tea leaves around her brand new pot. And I'm like, it's okay, a little bit of elbow grease, love, it gives you a little bit more workout for
25
you.
25 minutes later.
But no, my encouragement that God's working in my heart is just really go to God, really rest in Him. Don't focus so much on this situation, yeah? Be wise, find out what's going on. You can find out, nothing wrong with that. I find out through Kim. She's my, she tells me what's going on, because I said, I'm not interested. I know there's something going on, but I know God's bigger, and I know this is beneath our feet, and it won't touch us, and that we are there to minister to the people that need it, and to give encouragement, because there is a lot of people scared out there. You know, and so, like, you know, I went to get my cigarettes off my cigarette man, and he was so fearful. And am I same your teacher, love? Am I? Sorry. you know, and I went to see him, but he was. I won't say too much more because she's looking at me with a bad face now. But anyway, he was in fear. But you know, we encouraged him, and that was cool. So with that. With that look on that face, I better stop, and I'll pass you over to Kim, who's going to do the tea.